many meals is absolutely freezing, so we're all going to be pretty soon as well. 60 seconds, Chris.
I'm shivering from the cold, not from those. I'd just like to respond to the gentleman that spoke in favour of the proposals. I agree that shaping a healthier future does make a lot of good points. I think we'd all appreciate more care in the community. But I also agree with you, sir, that nobody truly understands the NHS. I speak to doctors on a daily basis that don't understand the NHS. It's such a complex organisation that sometimes you've got to look past all the facts and figures, look past everything that's presented in a nice, glossy brochure, and just use your common sense and look at the bigger picture. The closures of 4 out of 9 A&Es, I'm just going to sort of use my common sense and think, that's too much. That goes above and beyond what we need to do in order to save money, in order to streamline services. Very nearly. Also, the closure, the loss of hundreds of beds. I've witnessed in my short time on the ward that every bed is precious. There's shouting matches over the availability of one or two beds for a patient that needs to come in just for one night. So how can we lose hundreds? I just don't see these proposals working out well for the patients of West London. And the last thing I'd say is that in relation to your point about the names of the hospitals, whether Hammersmith Hospital is in Hammersmith or Charing Cross Hospital is in Charing Cross, I think the names of the hospitals are the least of all worries.
Yes. Yeah.